It's 7:31. The State Department's first ever quadrennial diplomacy and development review is now complete. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is ready to make changes to the way the U.S. approaches international development. And the changes all start at home. Now, the review assessed the roles of the State Department, DOD, and the Agency for International Development, and cited a need for more collaboration among agencies and an increased role for USAID. So what does all of this mean for the nation's defense, diplomacy, and development strategy? John Allen and Cheryl Steele are senior associates at Booz Allen Hamilton, and they join us now with their analysis. I want to welcome you both to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, we're talking about what is essentially, or what sounds like, really reconfiguring the State Department. Is there going to be a big shuffle, a lot of changes? Tell us what is in store.
Well, I think as the Secretary mentioned, there will be some changes in terms of how the Department is looking to organize itself. For the most part, I think a lot of this, though, is a matter of realigning some resources, some changes of titles to improve the upward collaboration within the building, and to sort of find a little bit easier way to find the belly button, if you will, on some of these transnational type issues that the U.S. government looks to address now in foreign policy.
And Mr. Allen, a lot of this has to do with the relationship between the State Department and the Defense Department, and this is something that the Secretary of Defense has been wanting for some time. So how would that change the balance, do you think, this plan, if implemented, on what each side does in foreign countries?
Absolutely. I think one thing that's interesting about the entire document is it does push whole of government and collaboration and coordination throughout. If you read the document, it refers back to Defense Department, but also other agencies across the government. I think one part of the document that was most interesting that I think over at the Pentagon will be most interested in is the creation of the new Bureau for Crisis and Stabilization Operations. Also, the ability for State Department to move resources quicker within the conflict zones. A big challenge Defense Department has had is, they can be up wheels up within 18 hours anywhere in the world with a quick reaction force. How do you have a State Department arm that also can deploy with them for the typical stabilization and reconstruction missions? So I think that's probably one piece of the document that does highlight quite a bit to be more responsive to those kind of quick turn missions that we see defense do.
So not to put it too crudely, but the State Department would go back to speaking quietly and the Defense Department would be more the big stick that they carry. Or imply.
I think it's more than that, though. I think it's more than that. I think it's more working collaboratively within crisis areas, so that the defense may be carrying the stick, but not having to serve as the diplomats that sometimes have had to do in the past when they first get on the ground, to be augmented with a State Department resource there to help them move forward in crisis situations.
This was the first quadrennial review for the State Department. What spurred this, and why is it happening now?
I think what really kicked this off was, and as the Secretary herself mentioned, was her experience on the Senate Armed Services Committee and her recognition that the Department of Defense, by having this quadrennial review and this reference document, was really operating in a concerted and across-the-board effort to identify emerging priorities and to set sort of a vision of where the Department of Defense as a whole needed to go. So from almost the first day that the Secretary came into her position, she set this out as an objective, the need for diplomacy and development to similarly look above organizational divides or sort of cultural aspects to come up with a unified vision of where do these two instruments of power need to be going, what are some of the near and medium-term objectives, and quite frankly, what are some of the things that might not best be done by diplomacy and development as formal organizations of state and USAID, but can be turned to other government and non-government resources to perhaps more effectively deliver the outcomes that the president's looking for.
We're speaking to John Allen and Cheryl Steele. They are senior associates at Booz Allen Hamilton. But you're much more than that. And Ms. Steele, just give us a two-sentence sense of your background here and why you're talking about this.
Certainly. I am a former Foreign Service officer with the State Department. I spent 8 years with the department primarily focusing in the Middle East, having served in both Egypt and Jordan as well as domestically in Washington, and have been with Booz Allen for the past 5 years, focusing primarily on the work that we do with the Department of State.
And Mr. Allen, you've got a pretty good background, too.
Yes, I was an Army officer, an infantry officer for just over 9 years. Joined Booz Allen and actually supported our intelligence clients, and then moved into supporting defense. And a few years ago, Cheryl and I realized this was on the horizon when, following a CSIS study around smart power in 2007, and we decided to find a way that how could our diplomacy and our defense side and Booz Allen work closer together.
Okay, now, this is a pretty broad-ranging plan that the Secretary has proposed. To what extent can she do this without having congressional law behind her?
I think there will definitely become a component of working with partners in Congress to see the implementation of the QDDR in all its forms. I think at the same time, however, there's a lot that can be done within the institution of the State Department around policies for collaboration, around human resources and planning. A lot of the things that have been talked about, particularly around the role of the ambassador as an effective CEO, a lot of those things can be addressed within the control, within the purview of the Secretary of State and the Administrator of USAID. But unquestionably, working in partnership with Congress around the budgetary implications will be a requirement going forward.
And I might add that this is a perfect time to be doing this. Secretary Gates has been a great partner with Secretary Clinton on this. He's been supporting this document all along. So I think the environment now to actually push this forward and to do shared resources is a perfect time in our history.
I want to talk also about the implementation of a cybersecurity coordinator within the State Department. That not exactly where a lot of people would have thought to put it, maybe DHS or someplace like that, but within State Department, it's an interesting perspective.
I think it's a reflection of that cybersecurity and cyber power is increasingly an element of national security and foreign policy. And in that sense, I think its placement within the Department of State makes a lot of sense. You can look back at the recent NATO summit where cybersecurity was a major component that NATO was looking to address. So I think its placement within the department is recognizing that on an issue like cyber, there really are no borders.
John Allen and Cheryl Steele, senior associates at Booz Allen Hamilton. I wish we had all day. This is fascinating. We are up against the clock, but I wanted to thank you very much for sharing your insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.